This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga won a landslide victory in a ruling party leadership election Monday, paving the way for Japan's first change of leadership in nearly 8 years. Suga is a loyal aide to outgoing Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and has promised to continue Abe's key policies. The 71-year-old said his big win would give him the backing to pursue his reform goals, including deregulation and breaking down bureaucratic silos. He told a news conference Monday, quote, "As I got big support in numbers today, the environment in which I can pursue my policy agenda in a stable manner has been secured," end quote. U.S. President Donald Trump was back in his element this weekend, soaking up cheers from a crowd of supporters. His rally inside a Nevada warehouse was an open defiance of state regulations and his own administration's pandemic health guidance. This is President Trump's first indoor rally since June, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In the warehouse near Las Vegas, with most people not wearing masks and no social distancing, Trump said, "We're defeating the coronavirus.
We're making that round, beautiful last turn."
The virus is still claiming 1,000 lives a day in the U.S. In Nevada, gatherings are limited to 50 people. And Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak criticized Trump, who went on the attack.
"You have a governor right now who's a political hack."
He also unloaded on challenger Joe Biden.
"He is the worst candidate in the history of presidential politics."
Biden's campaign said in a statement, "Every rally turned super spreader event Trump decides to hold serves as another reminder he refuses to take the pandemic seriously." I'm Julie Walker.
There will be a signing ceremony at the White House Tuesday between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, signifying normalized relations between the two countries, a deal brokered by the U.S. This is VOA News.